Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. My guests today are two musicians whose work defies easy description. Improvisation is at the heart of both of their musics, with equal measures of jazz, rock, funk, and ambient groove influences, and they'll come together tonight for a collaborative evening of music. Todd Clauser is internationally known, a guitarist and more recently singer, whose albums with his trio A Love Electric have received critical acclaim. Over the past few years, he's made visits to Tulsa, where he's increasingly collaborated with a number of local musicians, including my other guest today, guitarist and lap steel player Chris Combs of Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey. The two both have new albums out. Chris Combs has his debut solo album, which came out last fall, Combsy. And Clauser has a new live date released last month, You the Brave, live at the Ice House, featuring keyboardist John Medeski of Medeski, Martin & Wood and drummer J.T. Bates. Together, they join me today on Studio Tulsa, and tonight they'll be performing both separately and together at Fassler Hall. Clauser will also be joined by his Love Electric drummer, Hernan Hecht, in their last U.S. date before leaving for a European tour. Todd Clauser and Chris Combs are my guests today. Todd and Chris, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Todd, you've been coming through this town for a number of years and made a number of musical friends. How did this collaboration come together between you and Chris?
I think just admiring Chris's music. I think at the beginning it was, I think I first heard Chris's writing through the Jacob Fred Race Riot Suite record. And then, yeah, just coming through Tulsa and playing with musicians from here, playing with Paul Benjamin sometimes, and all these guys, amazing musicians around here. I got to know Chris, and then Chris has come down to Mexico a couple times and played together down there.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, went down in November.
Now, one of the things I think is really interesting about this genre of music, it sort of defies description, but one thing that sort of binds this music together is this sort of sense of collaboration and sort of experimentation of meeting somebody. And I know that's been a big part of Jacob Fred for over 10 or 15 years. Yeah. You guys go out and just meet somebody and say, hey, let's jam.
Right.
That's a really cool thing about the music.
To me, that's, I think, the most invigorating part of what I'm able to do, create something, whether it be in that moment or with a new personality, a new perspective. In that way, you really, you get to know somebody, you get ground a little bit. It can be a really human experience, We tend to cut ourselves off, whether it be by choice or just by the way that we have to live now for a lot of different factors. And being able to play music with somebody is really, really intimate and really inspiring, ultimately.
I know that's been a big part of your experience, both Jacob Fred and now you're doing solo stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And improvisation, I think, helps tie a lot of this together. Or it's like Todd was saying, it's a great superhighway to get into a personal, intimate space with someone else. But then you can also, it ties together, a lot of us are kind of in our generation are into jazz, but we're also really into rock and roll and really into freaky out stuff and funk music and all these different things. And it seems like a lot of times improvisation is what helps tie all that together.
And I guess that's what makes putting a genre on what you guys do is difficult. What makes it difficult is the fact that you are drawing from a lot of different sources.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys come together and collaborate, do you have a sense of knowing each other's music going in? Or is it a matter of coming together and jamming, or what exactly?
I think it's a bit of both. Definitely when we just did this tour that Chris came down to Mexico, I live in Mexico City, some months ago, it was about the Combsy record that Chris put out. So he sent some charts. And then definitely, I think, just by the way that Hernan Hecht, the drummer, and I play, they got interpreted in a different way, which is cool that Chris is, up for that. There isn't really a right way to play, at least in my experience, this, mm-hmm. the way we approach this music. So that was the repertoire, was Chris's tunes. And then at some point, if we do stuff tonight or another time, it could be from a different source. But that's really exciting.
But does it usually involve knowing the other person's music, or can it be a jam session?
It was kind of in between, sent them the music and then went down. We kind of had a day maybe or a few hour and a half or something, to actually rehearse. And everything else is just figuring it out on the fly.
And what's that like when you sort of have a certain conception for your tunes and all of a sudden a band's playing it, but in a different way?
It's the greatest.
Really?
I love it, yeah. I know some people aren't as into that thing. There's, obviously you can, a lot of different ways you can try to express yourself through composition or whatever that means. But I love it. I love, you know, hearing people's different takes on it. Like, it's fascinating.
Now tonight, they're going to be doing your music, right, Todd?
Chris is going to do a set of his music, and then I'm going to do a set with our Non-Hitched and duo, and I'm sure Chris will sit in and maybe some other friends of my music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when they're doing your music, do you have a certain conception you want, or are you really open like that the same way?
Really open like that the same way, yeah. I really like, I mean, I love hearing, you know, another musician's personality and their kind of passion, you know, what really excites them.
Now, your latest album, which just came out like last month, You the Brave, Live at the Ice House, was another one of these collaborations where you had John Medeski,
right,
great keyboard player, uh-huh, sitting in with you. Was it the same sort of conception? Because most of these tunes were your music.
Yeah, absolutely the same sort of deal. It was the second gig that we've done in 2 years, and we just decided to record it live. It's a cool venue in Minneapolis called Ice House, where I played a bunch. I'm from there originally, so a bunch of friends up there. And yeah, we did like a sound check rehearsal, maybe a half an hour. I had a few little charts, rough sketches of stuff we were going to do, and then just kind of fly at it and decided to document it and then share it.
Really? So it must have gone incredibly well.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, the other musicians are, you know, have been a huge inspiration to me for a long time. And then, yeah, there's just an energy to it that to me was really special.
Well, why don't we hear a tune from this live set? How about You Call When You Want Something? How did this tune come about?
Cool, yeah. From the record, there's a bunch. I put out a ton of music, maybe too much. The original version of this, You Call When You Want Something, is from a record called Cinema. I did with this Mexican pianist called Alex Mercado, and it's kind of this cinematic music in duo guitar and piano. And then this is the interpretation with Medeski and JT Bates.
Were you surprised at where the tune went from the original version, or was it right in the pocket?
No, yeah, I'm always surprised. But that, you know, that's kind of the excitement of it. And then, you know, with Medeski, that's you get used to surprise. If there's no surprise, you start to worry.
All right, let's hear music from Todd Clauser's most recent album, which just was out last month, You the Brave, Live at the Ice House. Music by Todd Clauser. My guest is Todd Clauser, a wonderful guitarist and musician, and Chris Combs, a guitarist, a lap steel player, also an excellent musician as well. He also has a new album out. They'll be performing together, separately and together, as a part of a evening tonight at Fassler Hall, and they're our guest today on Studio Tulsa. Chris, I should mention, you have a new, relatively new album out.
Yeah.
Came out this past fall, Combsy, and this is your first solo release.
It is, yeah.
What went into making this particular recording?
Oh, man, quite a bit. I'd kind of been collecting songs for a few years, things that hadn't been used, things that didn't have a place in the landscape of other stuff I was working on or whatever. And yeah, the last about a year and a half of progress or so of recorded the basic stuff in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then took it down to New Orleans and tracked horns on it and kind of did this whole process. The first time to try to capture all that on my own, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it was a trip.
Now, I guess these are all original tunes that you've been working on for a while?
Yeah. Some of them are new, some of them are older, but...
You said you went down to New Orleans to track the horns, but then I guess you did a final put-together here in Tulsa.
Yeah, I brought it back home, did a lot of work on it here at my home studio, and then mixed it with a friend in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because there's a wide range of music on this album as well.
Yeah.
There's things that... Well, there's one tune called East Tulsa Stomp that's sort of almost has a New Orleans feel to it in a certain way. Then there's some that are very rock-oriented, some sorts, you know, a little spacey at times. There's a lot of effects that you're using, especially at the very beginning of tracks. Where did that come from?
A lot of that was honestly just kind of playing with tape, like with these funny little tape machines. And
sound like you're taking a lot of things going backwards.
Yeah, there's some stuff in reverse, stuff that's been slowed down, sped up, or found. Like, there's a lot of weird found stuff that's been manipulated.
Well, it came out really well. Why don't we hear a little East Tulsa Stomp? I think that's a good tune to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a story behind it?
Loosely. I grew up at Third Memorial, which is, you know, a little on the east side. And half my family's from Oakey, kind of the Oakey area, and the other half is from New Orleans. And so there's always been a strange marriage of those two things. And so that's kind of where I was thinking about some of the childhood dichotomy of those two places. And
this is East Tulsa Stomp from Chris Combs, a new record, recent record, I should say, Combsy. That's music by Chris Combs, who will be performing with Todd Clauser, both together and separately tonight at Fassler Hall. Todd Clauser, last performance here in America before you're off to Europe, right?
True story, yep.
Yeah, you're on a plane to Europe tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've been performing. I was looking at where you've been performing. You've been going from, like, you were in Japan a couple of months ago.
Yeah, can't stop.
Mexico, you're going to Colombia a little later in the year.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, I grew up, this was the dream growing up, you know, to be able to be creating all the music that I felt like I needed to create and then to be able to go share it and get to know new cultures, new people. So, yeah, to have that opportunity now, just, yeah, going at it until I kind of pass out, I think.
Now, you grew up in Minnesota, right?
Yep.
I can still hear the Minnesota.
Oh, really? Good, yeah. I'm a mix of stuff now, yeah.
But you've been living in Mexico City for the last few years, and it sounds like at one point, you just kind of got up and moved to Baja and started wanting to teach music. Was the career going the way you wanted to, or what inspired that move?
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't. I mean, that's what, you know, I was just, I think, just kind of searching. And I definitely wanted to change. I wanted to get out of, I'd lived on the East Coast some, and then I wanted to get out of Minneapolis for, you know, a lot of different reasons. Love it there, but yeah, needed to get out of there. And yeah, found this opportunity to have kind of an anchor job teaching music in the Baja. I did that for a couple of years and then started to get to know musicians in kind of the creative music scene throughout Mexico. That's when I met Hernan Hetch, this drummer, and they were like, man, you got to come to Mexico City, which sounded absurd to me, you know. I was like, man, I'm from Minneapolis. I don't get moved to Mexico City. But I really fell in love with it, and I found a spot to be able to collaborate, create a ton of music, and it's been really cool.
And then about the last 6 or 7 years, I mean, things have just been blowing up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant, I don't know if struggle, but yeah. But I mean, I've been able to make a lot of music and to play.
Let's say a lot of critical success.
Yeah, yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Yeah, but really, yeah, just trying to keep doing it and keep getting better and making better music. And
you know, when I first heard your music, it was like, okay, this is a musician that like lives in Boulder, Colorado, or maybe, you know, Williamsburg, or, you know, some very hip musician enclave. When I heard that, you know,
no, I'm totally
living in Mexico
hip.
City, it just didn't connect.
I know, it's funny. I mean, yeah, I had a different perception of what Mexico City was and what was, you know, what could be possible artistically living in Mexico City before I was there, you know. And then these guys, these other Hernan and Aron, who are kind of our normal, bass band, this band of Love Electric, they really changed my life in a lot of cool ways. You know, I got to open up a little bit.
You know, there has to be a great music scene in every huge city, I would think.
Yeah, no, Mexico City is really great. There's a ton happening, and I think it's grown really fast. all over genres. Now, you know, there's this thing people get frustrated with, kind of traditional venues. And I think there's so much, you know, offer in music that now there's all these lofts and house shows and cool stuff happening, yeah.
Now, one of the things you're doing is you have this sort of philanthropic effort or sort of a music mission sort of thing.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing on that front.
Yeah, it's this program called Music Mission. And basically, we go visit communities where we think we could be of use, whether it be donating instruments, giving classes, workshops, recording together. So we've done stuff like in the mountains of Oaxaca. There's this music school called CCAM, this amazing brass band tradition that they have there. Yeah, beautiful school up there, really high level of musicianship, and a lot of kids that want to do a lot more, maybe come play in Mexico City, network, all these sorts of things. So we went up and worked with them some. We've done stuff with a number of other kind of more indigenous cultures throughout Mexico, which is really inspiring to get to learn that sort of stuff and then to feel useful. And yeah.
Well, sounds really cool.
Thanks.
And this is in addition to being sort of the itinerant musician where you're always on the move.
Yeah. I mean, one thing starts to kind of flow into the other, you know, in the way that you can get a lot of inspiration from visiting these, you know, feeling like there's this kind of somewhat untouched, still somewhat innocent musical culture in these spots, you know, so it's really cool.
Is it a matter of providing instruments and music training, or are you actually learning as much as you're perhaps teaching?
I think both.
I would think, especially when it's an exchange of cultures, there's probably a bit of both, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can, you know, visit these towns where the language is still like a Mayan descendant language. It's the normal town, you know,
normal
language spoken in town. So, but we are able, I mean, I think we've been useful giving clinics and definitely donating instruments and all these. We have some generous people that help us out in the U.S., so.
My guests today are Todd Clauser and Chris Combs. They'll be collaborating tonight in a performance at Fassler Hall. Both have recent albums out. Todd with his latest album, You the Brave, live at the Ice House, featuring John Medeski and J.T. Bates. Chris Combs from his album that came out, I guess, back in October, right,
yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
Called Combsy, his first solo album. That's a cool first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you've done albums with Jacob Fred, and you did the Race Right Suite, which was more you than anything else, I think.
I wrote it all. There's some fantastic musicians on there, you know, of course.
But I think there's some really, this album really showcases you.
I appreciate that.
And what I really find interesting is there's a whole bunch of different yous on this.
Yeah, there are a lot of, too many maybe.
No, yeah, I don't think that. Why would you say too many?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like there's a little ADD happening or something, but maybe it's
that,
for the
man,
best.
Yeah.
What's that?
I got that. I mean, I think I kind of identify with what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, there's just, and kind of what you said earlier, of like we pull from all these different genres and musics that we love, you know? So then sometimes, at least for me as an artist, I look back and I'm like, man, that sounds like unfocused or something. Like I should have just like done this one thing. Yeah, it's hard to do.
Right, especially in the kind of the climate we exist in today where it's like you kind of have to be a thing sometimes, but it feels good to not be.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, that's the pigeonholing of musics is still very prevalent. And I think your generation is one where a lot of that's breaking down, but there's still this notion that you have to do one thing and you have to be expected. You know, I need to know what I'm going to get when I
do that.
And that's pretty anathema to what you're about and probably what you're about too, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you totally said it. I mean, I there's this push to be like, you do this one thing, that's what he does. He's that guy that does that. And you end up kind of creating this, kind of painting like a little caricature of a part of yourself, you know, and then operating to appease that, what somebody might expect from you. Which to me, you know, is dangerous, but also kind of impossible for me, I think, maybe because I have ADD like Chris.
Now, Chris, you were talking about the way your music was interpreted when you were down in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
How was it different to your mind?
Well, we did it as a trio with myself, Todd, and Hernan. So that, you know, kind of frames it in a little bit of a different way, which is exciting. And then playing to the crowds in Mexico was just fantastic. We kind of did like what I guess would be like jazz clubs in a certain realm, but then we're playing this music that's like very kind of fueled by rock and roll, you know, in a lot of ways. And there's places in America where that is not necessarily appreciated and sometimes not necessarily tolerated. You know, people want to go have their, like, their jazz and not be, like, you know, too disjointed by it or something. Whereas in Mexico, it felt like the more we dug in and the louder we played, the more people were like, yes, you know. And so that was, like, invigorating as an artist, just to be able to go down, play, like, in an unfamiliar place for unfamiliar people and feel so, like, accepted and encouraged.
Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey, in a number of years, when you guys first started playing real serious jazz clubs, did you ever encounter that? That idea of not being tolerated?
Yeah. It's kind of part of it, I think. I joined in 2008, I think.
Yeah, and
so the band
probably
had kind of already gone that direction a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely experienced that because we like to get loud and we like to, again, like express those kind of rock tendencies maybe. But, you know, that's that same spirit exists in Coltrane and it exists in Ornette Coleman and all these other jazzers, Mingus, you know, that we identify with. You know, so there's an element of feeling like, you know, kind of bearing a torch for a certain style of jazz, quote unquote. But yeah, it was definitely.
Yeah, you had those moments.
Yeah.
I'd like to play another tune from each one of your albums, if we could. Todd, I know this album you did at the Ice House, it was like a single night. It was, you know, Chris was talking about, you know, months and months of preparation. This was like, okay, hit record, and that's what came out. What were you most satisfied with the evening when you went back and listened to this?
I think that you can hear, and we actually kept it when we mixed it, the kind of the audience reaction in it, because there was a really special energy and there was a special response, you know, not only this sort of like joy, adoration, but there was something special happening that night. And to be able to hear that again when I listen is fun.
Now, one of the things that you're singing a lot more, right?
Yeah.
Have you always sung or is that something more recent?
Well, growing up, yeah. I mean, I just played in rock bands. My brother was a drummer. We'd play in my parents' basement and I'd sing rock songs and sing Bob Dylan songs. So that was always part of what I did. And then as I kind of became more of a, I guess, studied musician, as I studied music, I was kind of ended up more in the jazz world and instrumental music. And then at some point, actually at the urging of our friend in common, Hernan, I started singing again and no, it's something that I love doing, still kind of discovering.
Now, tonight, Hernan will be with you, right?
Yep, Hernan Hetched on the drums, yep.
And what does he bring to your music, and what does he bring to Chris's music, for that matter, when he's playing Chris's music?
Well, he's just very committed to music, you know? So he's an amazing drummer, technically, and he has all these, you know, tools that he can use, but he's really, really an artist on the drums, and he kind of plays like a producer, too, you know? He kind of drives the music to certain places that you didn't know it could get to. So he's really, really smart and really talented, yeah.
Anything to add, Chris?
Man, absolutely all that. One of my favorite drummers I've ever gotten to play with. He's kinetic, but also, like, kind of in what Todd's saying, like, he really is, like, driving. He's driving the bus.
He's driving the bus. Yeah. A good drummer does drive the bus, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear some music from your recording, Todd. How about something from 2100?
2100 it is.
Tell us about this song.
This is a song from our band, I Love Electric, with Hernan Hetch and Aaron Cruz from a record we put out called Son of a Hero. And yeah, this is the interpretation with Medeski and JT Bates. It's a little different than the original.
Music by Todd Clauser, who will be performing tonight at Fassler Hall along with Chris Combs. Chris will also be doing a set, And we have just a little bit more time. Chris, let's hear something else from Combsy, this new album. What was one of your favorite moments on the record?
The first track, Verses, is one of my favorites. It came together in a cool way and kind of has a little element of everything that happens elsewhere on the record, I think. So.
And you guys are going to perform this tonight as
yes.
well.
Yes, yeah.
All right, here's music by Chris Combs from his new recording, Combsy. Music by Chris Combs, who will be performing along with Todd Clauser tonight in a sort of a mix and match evening at Fassler Hall. Todd Clauser coming back through town right before his European tour. How long are you going to be in Europe?
This time it's about 2.5 weeks.
Now you go with just a couple of musicians. Do you pick up musicians in Germany when you're there as
no,
well?
No, with Europe we're able to do it with Hernan in our own crews on the bass. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This would be your full trio.
Yeah, it'd be the full trio, and yeah, we're there 2 weeks. Mostly Germany is where you never know where it's going to work, but yeah, we'll be in Germany.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and have a great day.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, man.
Musicians Todd Clauser and Chris Combs speaking with us here on Studio Tulsa. They'll be performing both together and singly tonight at Fassler Hall. Both have new albums out. Clauser's latest album is titled You the Brave, Live at the Ice House. Chris Combs' debut solo album is titled Combsy. We're going to leave you with a little more music from Combs' album. Studio Tulsa is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.
The University of Tulsa welcomes the Greater Tulsa community to a wide array of athletic events, artistic performances, exhibitions, academic lectures, and symposia held on campus. Our public events are open to all. Requests for accommodation of disabilities may be directed to Dr. Tawny Taylor at 918-631-2315. To ensure availability of an interpreter, 5 to 7 days' notice is needed. 48 hours is recommended for all other accommodations.